California rises up to meet me. The jet wheels hit the tarmac with a 2.5 Richter rumble. Home. It's so bright out here, so the opposite of my green summer getaway. I dig into my bag for sunglasses and come up empty. In a flash, I can see them, 3,000 miles away, lying on my borrowed bed. Figures. I squint and make my way to the cab stand. When the 101 freeway gives way to the 134, my pulse quickens. We speed through Glendale and Eagle Rock, the smudgy soup bowl of downtown L.A. spread out to my right. The hillside on my left is blasted, the golden brown grass singed to a blackened streak of a cigarette-caused wildfire that probably shut down traffic for most of rush hour. I lower my window and try to smell the smoke, but it's long gone, eradicated by L.A.'s finest. I close the window. It's almost good to be home. Almost. And then, we're at Orange Grove, peeling off the freeway to the south, and a lump the size of a lemon hits my throat. Stop here, I say, as we reach Colorado Boulevard and the stretch of stores crowding the street with tourists and locals alike. I pay the man and find a store with a sunglass stand for the unprepared. Sunblock and hats fill the back of the rack. In February, it'll be ponchos and umbrellas. I buy 2 pairs of cheap glasses. Not fashionable, but at least they hide my red eyes. Big girls don't cry, Maggie used to say. They get even. Joey answers his phone before the first ring ends. Joe, I'm back. I'm at the Coffee Bean on Fair Oaks. Come get me? I didn't even have to ask. I heard his car keys the minute he said hello. He's got a special ringtone for me. Everyone used to tease me about it. A song from an old movie. Supposed to be romantic, but I've never seen it. Welcome back, Joey says, bumping into an empty chair in his rush to greet me. I'm in the back of the coffee house, away from the picture windows and the summer crowds, at a small wooden table for 2. I take my feet off the extra chair, put down my iced coffee, and let him pull me into a hug. It's awkward and lasts too long for my comfort, but I figure he needs it. He deserves it. Joey's the one who found Maggie's body.